All right. If you could talk to yourself 3-4 months ago, knowing what you know now, what would you say? Mm-hmm. What would you give yourself a heads up about? You can always text us at 92925. We decided to write notes to ourselves a few months ago. It kind of puts things in perspective. And for me personally, I found it very cathartic, like taking the time to write down. And I gained some perspective. Yes. I felt really good, a lot better about where we are right now after talking to myself 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So Andy, you've got a note for yourself today.
I did.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Andy, it's me, you, Freaky, I know, but just give me a minute here to tell you some things. In the next little while, something big and kind of sucky is going to happen, not just to you, but the whole world. Like, literally, it's going to affect everyone. But before you get too concerned, you're going to be okay. It's called COVID-19, and it's not only going to change you, it's really going to challenge you. You have no idea how wrong you've been washing your hands. Not to get ahead of ourselves, this message is really just to give you some advice. Right now, you're feeling like you're pretty confident or content with your life. You've got the attitude of doing what you want when you want. Stop it. First, let's talk about friends and family. Although sometimes it might seem like inconveniences, especially since they're so far away, they're about to feel a lot farther. Take every opportunity to connect with them on a person-to-person level. Hug every single loved one in your life. You have no idea how much you crave human-to-human contact. Also, invest in this company called Zoom. Not to go too in-depth, but it and some other technologies are going to be a lifesaver for you, your family, your friends, and even work too. Take your wife out for a nice dinner. If it's a little bit on the expensive side, splurge. In a few months, every single restaurant you drive by, you're going to look at longingly like a long-lost love. Believe it or not, her work situation is going to change, and she, like many others, won't be leaving the home for a long time. And there will be times you get on each other's nerves. Trust me, you can't avoid it, so just embrace it and her. And guess what? Yoga is going to be very good for both of you. 3 months from now, you still won't be able to touch your toes, but you'll be closer. Enjoy the little things and practice patience because you're going to need it. The little conveniences you so enjoy right now, some of those won't be around much longer. You know how you find it annoying to wait in line for one person in front of you at the store? Trust me, your life is about to be full of lineups. From the grocery store to the banks, we're all going to need to slow down a little. And by the way, the people that work at those stores and those businesses, you don't necessarily think of them as this way right now, but they're essential to our survival. So appreciate them. They're very much needed. And lastly, embrace change. You're really bad at this. You always have been. Don't pretend you're not. It's just us talking here. But things are going to be different and there's nothing you can do about it. Sometimes you're just going to have to accept things the way they are. And that's okay. This is going to be a tough time coming up for us and everyone we know. Keep your head up. Stay in touch with friends and family. Start thinking of hobbies you want to try. And maybe watch a little less TV for the time being. In a few short months, you're going to be watching a lot more Netflix. There's this thing called Tiger King. You're going to see for yourself, but like everything else that's coming your way, you're not going to believe it.
From nice. Andy.
From me. From me to me.
Also true. You're not going to believe it. That's like all you...
like every day I say to myself, I can't believe this is happening.
Can you imagine? It's true. When you write it down, you look at it in words and you say, oh my God, look what we're living through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a cool exercise though, hey?
Yeah. It was fun.
I suggest it for anyone.